Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning, KSJE. It is time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. I get to talk with Amber Francisco for this segment. Amber is joining me on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am good, thanks. Thanks for being with us. And let's talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter this week, beginning with Little Anne.
Yes, Little Anne is a one-year-old heeler mix. She's a tad shy, and would probably do best to prefer a quiet home where she can relax and, you know, just adjust to being in a home and get love and attention. And she's ready to go here at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter.
All right. Very good. She looks kind of shy in the picture, doesn't she?
She is. And it took a lot to get that picture of her because she is very timid. She's just, you know, a lot of the dogs come in here and we don't know what their history is, but she's obviously had a rough start in life, so I think she deserves a better ending, so somebody can come down and adopt her and make that come true.
I agree with you. I agree. That's Little Anne, available this week at the shelter. Also, Coy is on the list this week.
Yes, Coy is the complete opposite of Little Anne. He is a three-year-old pit mix, a very playful boy who wiggles and waggles all the time. He's got lots of energy and would make a great running or hiking partner for anybody who's a very active person. This dog could keep up with you.
It looks like it. He looks like he's ready to go, and he looks like he barely slowed down for the photo.
Sometimes you just got to get him right in that second, and you get the one-second shot to get that picture.
That's all the time you get. That's true. Very true. Yep. That's Coy, available this week at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And what about the cats? This is Fluffernutter.
Yes, Fluffernutter is a two-year-old long-haired cat. She came in, and she came in with kittens of her own, and they have grown, and she's weaned them, and they've all been adopted. So now it's her turn. She deserves a family of her own. She is very soft and sweet and just would love for someone to come in and meet her today, adopt her, and take her home because she's ready. She's got her bags packed.
She's all set, ready to go. All right, and last but certainly not least, we have Jafar.
Yes, Jafar is a one-year-old black and white cat. I'm looking for a new place to call home. He has been paired up with a couple different cats in our social room, so he does do well with other cats. He can be a little mischievous sometimes, and so he would need a playful companion. but he too is waiting for the right person to come in and fall in love with him and take him home.
All right, very good. And you still have your adoption deal going on, right, through the end of July, I believe.
Yes, we are still doing our Bissell Foundation Empty the Shelter $10 adoption event. It runs through the 31st, so please come down, take a look. We are still pretty full. We've had some amazing adoptions, but we still have lots more to go before we can empty the shelter. So come down, take a look on Pet Tango, or just stop on in. We're open 7 days a week, 11:30 to 5:30. Come down and meet your new best friend.
All right. Very good. Well, Amber, thank you so much for your time this week. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Always.
All right. Have a good week. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest every Tuesday on our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment here on KSJE, our commitment to animal welfare here in San Juan County. As we always remind you, if you're thinking about adding a pet to your family, consider adopting from one of the many animal shelters and rescue organizations throughout the Four Corners area. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for joining me this morning. Don't forget, Connie Mack World Series action continues today. Four games on the schedule. Pre-game show beginning, gosh, less than 30 minutes from now, right here on the radio home of the Connie Mack World Series. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, 103.3 FM, Durango, Colorado. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.